As, if you want, open your Bibles to Luke chapter 10 for our devotional. And I'll mention this, I forgot when I was doing the announcements. Prayer request, pray for my daughter, son-in-law, and baby Lucy, because they're driving out here Friday. So Sunday, everyone gets to meet Lucy. And you will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed. So, and then also, after class, come and see me if you need pictures and or videos. So, yeah, keep them in your prayers. Yes. You know, and so with 8 hours with the six-week-old baby, you know, which yeah, I think my age and older, that was nothing, right? We'd say, yeah, well, I'll take a 24-hour trip with the baby. We don't care, you know. But, you know, younger age, they're not as tough as we were, so they may have to stop but every hour, right? But we do covet your prayers with that. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. This is something I was just thinking about. You know, and it's kind of funny because, you know, being a preacher, you got just constantly looking for sermon topics, devo topics, article topics, you know, our spiritual thought for the week topic, you know, just constantly. And so, you know, I get so focused sometimes on, you know, I've got to do these things, you know, of course, sermons too. And so sometimes I get so focused that I have to stop and say, remember why you're doing what you're doing. And so as I'm looking for devotional, kind of, you know, one of those things, I run across this Luke chapter 10, beginning verse 38. Right? Most of us know the story of Martha. You know, we absolutely appreciate wonderful, industrious, hospitable servants, hard workers, they get things done, right? And so Luke here records this, where if you look at verse 38, Jesus, a guest in a village home here, said to belong to her, says she had a sister called Mary. But most of this brief incident centers around Martha. Right, she's the one welcoming folks, verse 38, preparing verse 40, serving verse 40. And so we see that that's central to who she is as a person. And a side note, you know, jump over to John 11 and 12 when you get a chance and you read some more about Mary and Martha there. But she kind of reminds me of a tendency that I can easily slip into to lose sight of the forest for the trees. You know, and I can have a particular task that can loom so important in my life that I, like I said a moment ago, I kind of forget the bigger why behind it. So here, on this occasion, Mary, with all of Martha's hustle and bustle here, in verse 39, was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. And so then Jesus seems like a mild admonition here to point out a truth. Right, as he says, only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her, in verse 42. You know, and I think that's a good reminder for us to have, right? So what happens with Martha here? We can see, or speaking for me personally, you know, I can see something that can easily happen in my life where I start focusing on, and I'm not saying they're unimportant things, but I become so focused on them I forget about the important thing, right? That's why I love Wednesday Bible class, because, you know, this is kind of a time for us to recenter for the remainder of our week, right in the middle of the week, and it helps us remember the thing. So it's so important to be here. You know, it's so important when you study your Bible and you pray every day that you're just not doing it, you know, out of habit, right? So take a step back. Like I said, Sunday morning in the lesson, you know, we need to take a spiritual breath and refocus, right? Let's remember why we're doing what we're doing here. You know, and this is just a reminder that in each moment of every day, I need to make sure that I'm focused on choosing the necessary, the good, and the lasting part. I don't want to miss out on the bigger picture as I'm going. Now, the most important thing I want you to think about here is, if you've never obeyed the gospel, the most important thing for you to focus on is see what God has to say about that. And if you already know, but you haven't done it, you know, let's take care of that this evening. We will stop class, right? Everyone will, you know, just stay in here, and we would rejoice if you obeyed the gospel, because that's the most important thing. So if you need to put on Christ in baptism with responsive faith, let's take care of that. If you have done that and you've fallen away, start over. Right, again, we'll stop everything. If you need to be reconciled to God, let us show you the love of God, the love of this church family. If you have any spiritual need whatsoever, don't hesitate. Let us know as we stand, as we sing.